This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Lisa Mullins. Prepare your palate. Record low lobster prices may be coming to an end.
New research shows that the number of baby lobsters in the Gulf of Maine has fallen by more than half of their 2007 levels. Researchers are finding that similar declines are also occurring off the coast of Massachusetts.
So to get a better sense of what this decline means for fishermen and for lobster lovers, we turn now to Bob Glenn. He's chief marine fisheries biologist for the state of Massachusetts. Now, Bob, your researchers take surveys at something like 20 locations off the coast of Massachusetts every year. What are you seeing now or not seeing?
Yeah, over the last 2 years, we've seen pretty substantial declines in our young of the year settlement, which are our lobsters that are newly settled larvae. And we've seen 4 out of the last 6 years have been below average, and the last 2 have been particularly low.
Low compared to what?
Low compared to our historic time series of data. We've been looking at this since 1995 and monitoring the abundance of young of the year lobsters, and we've seen ups and downs, but in the last few years we've seen pretty substantial declines.
So young of the year, you're talking about baby lobsters or the larvae?
We're talking about lobsters that just transitioned from the larval stage to juvenile lobsters. They settle out to the bottom. They're less than an inch long.
Okay, so now there's something that doesn't add up about this, because we know there has been an abundance of lobsters, which is why the price has gone down to something like $3.99 a pound, in some cases $2.99 a pound. I know it well because I have paid it many times. But at the same time, if there is an overabundance, then why wouldn't it follow that there would be many young lobsters up and coming?
Yeah, it's a great question. Perplexing question. Right now, as you indicated, the stock of lobsters in the Gulf of Maine is near record highs. We have very abundant adult stock. But what we find is that there's only a very loose relationship between the size of the adult stock and the quantity of baby lobsters or young of the year lobsters that settle out in a given year. And that, a more likely determining factor is environmental conditions like water temperatures and ocean currents that ultimately determine the fate of where and when larvae settle out.
Because those things are changing, ocean currents and temperatures.
Yeah, in the last decade we've seen a lot more variability in water temperatures. In 2012, for example, was one of the warmest years in the Gulf of Maine at the surface and on the bottom of the ocean that we've ever seen since monitoring it back to the early 1900s.
So it helps to understand then just how baby lobsters are born, where they come from, because the ocean currents appear to be carrying some of the larvae away. How does that work?
Well, what happens is female lobsters in the spring tend to migrate to nearshore waters, the shallow areas, to hatch their eggs. And then these larvae are carried by ocean currents where they develop for 4 to 6 weeks, and then they settle to the bottom. On an average year, they come in close to shore and they hatch their eggs. The larvae are going to be transported along the coast and will likely settle out along the coast. But in a scenario where the water is much warmer, the females may not need to migrate as close to shore. They may stop farther offshore and hatch their eggs. And in cases like that, it's the ocean currents can carry the larvae to offshore places that wouldn't necessarily have suitable lobster habitat.
Oh, so they're not living, or they're just going elsewhere?
They're being transported elsewhere to areas where, when they settle, they likely would not survive, or they would maybe a portion of them would survive, but at a diminished capacity.
Okay, Bob, hang on for 1 second. We want to go to Maine now, which accounted for something like 85% of the nation's lobster catch in 2012. Here is Jason Joyce. He is an 8th-generation lobsterman from Swan's Island in Maine. Hello, Jason.
Hi, Bill.
You taking your boat out these days?
Yeah, I have gear out right now.
So what are you seeing? What can you detect? Any decrease in your catch?
Well, no, this time of year, you're not catching much anyways. The big run would be after they shed in the summertime, July on. I don't see anything that's alarming. I mean, I've heard this study that Bob is talking about. They've been doing it for years, and we're coming off 10 years of increases. Our population has doubled in the last 10 years. And as far as I'm concerned, as a lobsterman, I've been doing this for 25 years now. there's no one that's been in this business for any amount of time that expected that the populations would stay real high. But I also don't see, the sky isn't falling. We do so many. I mean, we're leading the whole fishing industry and conservation between throwing the big ones back, the cedars back, egg-bearing females, undersized, oversized. I mean, we do a lot. It's a really it's a conservationist dream fishery, and I think it's paid off.
So you're saying, I guess you're kind of responding in a way to those who might say, look, this problem is really being caused by overfishing of lobster. You're saying not so.
Well, it would be hard to overfish the resource with the gear that we're fishing and the measures that are in place. I mean, there's no other species that's so much of it is thrown back. I mean, if I, I haul a trap, I'll throw 90%, 95% of what I catch in it back overboard, and they survive. They're a nice hard shell lobster. I don't see any environmental factors. I mean, we are coming off of a 3 or 4 years of warming temperatures, but the last 2 years, everybody's seen what this winter's been. I suspect within 2 years' time, we're going to see things stabilize as far as the water temperatures. I could be wrong, but, it's just one of those things that there's just some things you don't know, but I appreciate the work that Bob and the University of Maine has done, because it is good to, not bury your head in the sand completely. You want to know what's coming down the line, but I don't see it as anything alarming. It's something to keep an eye on, but I feel that the resource is stable.
Bob, very briefly, it sounds like Jason is used to the ebb and flow of the lobster business. Do you have any advice for lobstermen like him?
No, I think Jason's right on track. I mean, I don't see any real immediate concern for any cause for alarm. I would just say we have concern, and something that we need to continue to monitor, and hopefully we've had, as Jason indicated, a colder winter, and we should have more average temperatures, and hopefully we'll see improved settlement in the next few years, and this will just be another cycle that we see. But certainly something that we're just going to keep our eye on.
Good. Bob Glenn is the chief marine fisheries biologist for the state of Massachusetts. Jason Joyce, eighth generation lobsterman based in Maine. Nice to talk to you both. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, coming up, comedian Eddie Izzard live in our studios. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Lisa Mullins. It's Radio Boston.